Good morning. This is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie. Wow, it's great to be here.
It is great to be here. And with us again is our own personal dose of caffeine in the morning, Mr. Vic Krause from Warbirds.
Good morning, gentlemen. Always a pleasure.
You've already got your tan going there, so you must be busy.
We've been out erecting all the tram tents and all the stuff for the cars. And yeah, I've been out in that sun, and there's been a lot of that sun.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. You ready to go this year?
We're ready to rock.
Good. Can we arrange a special ride? Because we never seem to be able to get through the crowd.
We expect an even bigger crowd this year. But the good news, we got that. Remember, I promised a couple of years ago we were trying to get a third train. Mm-hmm. We got it. And we just did get it all decorated, so all the eye candy's on us. We got three tram trains now running. They'll be running continuously, Dave.
Wow. Okay, well, I'm coming up there after we're done here.
I was going to say, that tram ride in itself is a don't miss.
Thank you. Yeah, we're looking forward to it. The staff is on just high alert. Had a big staff meeting yesterday. We had the Jim Olzacki, the president, the new president of Warbirds of America, and Rick Siegfried, one of the directors, came over and addressed our staff after our briefing meeting. And everybody is really revved up this year. So come on down. We're ready to go.
Good. You have a good turnout of aircraft?
Yes. Oh, boy. I walked through Warbird Alley this morning, just coming back from the volunteer shack, getting a coffee. And I'm sitting there going, okay, TBM on point. Then there was a hell diver. Then there was a bear cat. Then there was a wildcat. Then a P-51 and an F-86. I'm going, and wait, oh, three Corsairs. This is like
wow,
waking up and going to heaven right here.
Okay.
So, yeah, in Fighter Town, it's flushing out. Mustangs galore. Spitfire, Hurricane, couple three P-40s. It's just going to be a blockbuster. Yes, it is.
That's fantastic.
I'll tell you, that sounds awesome, especially having a Spitfire. When was the last time you saw one here?
They came in yesterday, the Spit, the Hurricane in formation with a couple P-51s. What a magnificent sound and sight. And brace yourself today. I sat with Randy Ooms. He's the lead flight line guy for the Warbirds area. And I go, yeah, you know, it's really filling up. He goes, filling up. He said, do you have any idea what's happening today at 3 o'clock during the air? So I said, what? He said, all the T-6s are coming in. They are at Dubuque. All of the T-34s are coming in. All of the T-28s are coming in from Manitowoc or Sheboygan or somewhere. And the Red Stars. He said, we're actually sweating bullets about whether we're going to be able to get the frontline fighters in Fighter Town. He said, we're running out of room. I mean, this is going to be a record year, without question.
Definitely don't miss then.
Definitely don't miss. I'm going to have to be out there on the flight line to watch these mass arrivals today.
Yeah, yep. Can you imagine the poor tram guys? Oh, and here's another T6.
Yeah. Boring. What? Now slap yourself.
Here's number 35, T6.
Wow, what a dilemma.
So, yeah, fun year. I think this year we have three. We've had an influx of a lot of new drivers and narrators, and I think we've got three new gals now driving for us.
Oh, that's great!
Yeah. So, and you know, they're ex-farm girls. Oh, I know how to drive a tractor, no problem. That was pretty fun. So we got quite a divergent mix of people that are working this year, and you know, some youngsters. That's a great thing to see. Younger people coming in and joining up with the staff. So. Yeah, it's going to be a really, really wonderful year. And we changed the whole way we load the tram. It's just going to be exactly like Six Flags Great America or Disneyland or what. We queue people up in a preloaded set of aisles. The tram comes up, chocks in. It pulls into a chock, which lines up the aisles in the tram with the aisles of the people waiting to get on the chain. Once they purge the riders that just came in off, they drop the chain all the aisles load in literally, what, 10, 15 seconds off the thing goes. So we're going to run it continuously and process as many people as we can. We're looking forward to this new system that we're trying this year.
Oh, that's fantastic.
It should work. You know, if it's good enough for Disney World, it's good enough for you guys.
Well, we've copied a lot of stuff that works. So this is hopefully one of the systems that makes it go a lot quicker and expedites, and we've opened up the room inside the 20 by 30, what is it, 20 by 60 tent, so that there's a lot of tables for people to sit even before they get pre-staged. So it's going to be, you know, what I hope, a lot more rider-friendly than it's been. You know, I mean, you're standing out in the sun, you know, in 100 people line. You know, there'll be lines. Don't worry about that. Get there early, 7:30 to 1:30 or 2 o'clock, depends on when they sterilize. But, yeah, we're ready to go. I think it's going to be a big improvement. Oh, and so we talked to our sponsors and everybody antied up. Wait till you see it. 17 feet in the air, a row of 10 flags with our sponsors and the military, and of course our flag of the United States of America is the first one, but 10 flags on one side and 10 on the other. You can see this operation from a quarter mile away.
Okay, so it should be easy to find. No excuse.
Won't be hard, no.
How long is the tram ride?
Yeah, you know, it's about, I want to say 30, 35 minutes, give or take, but yeah.
So it's also a good chance to get a rest of off your feet.
You'll be off your feet. You'll be in a shaded tram car listening to some amazing stories from very gifted narrators.
Yes, that's the one thing that I did notice when I took the tram ride 2 years ago. The narrators were spot on.
Yes, and each ride is different because the narrator carries different information, things he learned himself, self-taught things, but things that he learned from family members that were perhaps in one of the conflicts going backwards. Yeah, and they narrate some interesting stories, and they know their stuff about the warbirds. They really have it down. So,
is this the first year you've had a bearcat?
You know, bearcats are a very rare bird, and it's been a long time in my memory that a bearcat has been here. And even a hell diver, although that was, I don't know, 3 years ago we had that hell diver here. But you don't see that very often.
No.
There's a collection of very, very rare aircraft. And yesterday we would have had the Lightning in here. They had a hydraulic, went back, fixed. They're coming in today. So a P-38 Lightning will be here as well.
Nice. So.
Yeah.
Well, I think I'm just going to camp out in Warbirds and just live there for the rest of the week.
I'll tell you what, it's going to be a lot of fun. And EAA's got a lot of rides going this year. They got the B-25 that's got, you know, scheduling for rides. And I think the Yankee Lady from, where is it, over in Detroit somewhere?
They're the Yankee Air Museum, Ypsilanti.
Ypsilanti, yeah. You try and spell that one. And,
no.
You'll be a hero.
Enough trouble with Philadelphia.
That's it. But they'll be here giving rides, too, all week, I hear. So.
Wow, it's going to be a busy place.
Yeah, it got busy yesterday. You know, we're trying to put the finishing touches and people coming up. Can we ride the tram? I said, no, wait, tomorrow morning. Give us the rest of the day here to get this finished.
Yeah, we got thrown out of a couple exhibit halls yesterday, too.
Yeah, I know how that goes. Believe me.
Well, that's okay. Everybody's open now, and come on out and enjoy it. And for those of you that aren't here, oh, man, are you going to miss a show?
Yeah, are you going to hate yourself in the morning?
Yeah.
You know, the B-29, Doc.
Yeah.
And I think they're going to put that down at Warbirds. I don't know if it's going to be on 523 somewhere. I think it might. But that's going to be interesting.
That's going to be on 523, 524, 525. It's so big.
And 526, that's fun. So, no, really an exciting day coming up. And the rest of the week is going to be a blockbuster, too. So,
wow.
You've got this thing wired.
Yep.
You know, this is, what, year 12 on the trams?
Yeah.
So we're finally ironing out the bugs. And, you know, it took us a little time, but I think we've got a heck of a ride going.
You're an overnight success. You know, 12 overnight. Years of overnight.
Yeah, that's funny.
Well, that's the one thing, too, is that you people have not rested on your laurels. You are constantly improving down there, looking for ways to keep people coming down and getting them through and enjoying the area.
Yeah, and, you know, the people will tell you what they do or don't like. And we've learned so much from the patrons and the riders and the fans and the rest of it. And, you know, we respond. That's all there is to it. If you just open up your ears. And listen,
I think the new loading system is going to be a big hit.
Boy, I'll tell you what, I love what I see. When you see it, it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool.
Well,
we'll be down there.
We're going to warn you right now. We will be down there.
Excellent. I look forward to it. I mean, you guys are going to get a kick out of it. Yeah, a lot of fun.
All right. Well, Warbird in Review, you're doing all that. You've got Teresa Eamon down there.
Today's, Teresa's going to be there doing what we call her, the songbird of Warbird Alley. Yeah,
right.
That's her. Yep. And Warbirds in Review's got a stunning lineup this year. at the 10 show, it's a wild. Oh, no, it's the F4U, the Corsair, and the P-51. And then at 1 o'clock today is going to be the Wildcat. So, yeah, that's today's plan. And the rest of the week is just going to be a blockbuster.
That's the F4F-3?
You know, me and Alphabet have always been challenged. But
he's limited to his cereal bowl. That's as far as he got.
Like. I know what I like.
Yeah. Okay, because, you know, one of the interviews we have coming up is about an original F4F-3. Which is, they're saying this is the only one of its kind.
Ah.
Pretty much every other Wildcat that's out there is either an FM1 or FM2.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that's pretty rare.
Yeah. Brace yourself, guys. It's going to be a wild ride this week. That's for sure.
Yep.
Okay.
All right. Can't wait. Can't wait to get up there and see all that heavy iron.
That's right. It's going to be a good time. Be there or miss out, period.
All right, Mr. Vic Krause, I want to thank you for joining us today.
My pleasure. Absolutely fun with you guys. You bet.
This is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie.
And this is EAA Radio.